Law feature.
Well, the president started his weekly letter with a proverb common to many African cultures, which says that it takes a village to raise a child. It's a proverb common to many cultures around the world. This idea that the broader community has a responsibility for the development and the well-being and the safety of our children. It comes to mind when we all think about the tragic and deeply upsetting death of 13-year-old Enoch Mpianzi. That was the death on a school camp just over a week ago at Park Town. Now, sadly, Enoch is not the only child in recent weeks to lose his life for reasons that were entirely preventable. If only the adults around had exercised due care and responsibility. Those are the words of the president. And the tragic deaths have certainly stirred a great deal of emotion, which I originally wanted to steer clear of because so many have tried to leverage these positions, and unfortunately so. But it is a stark reminder, as alluded to by the president, that those tasked with looking after our children have a higher duty of care and also of the woeful overall standard of care when it comes to dealing with our young ones. So Justin Malharba, Weber Wenzel is on the line. Evening, Justin. You're an associate at Weber Wenzel. What separates true accidents from acts of negligence causing injury or death?
Good evening, Michael. Thanks very much for letting me be with you this evening. The recent events most certainly have highlighted some very important concepts in law that are sometimes misunderstood by the general public. And one of them is that one cannot contract out of one's own negligence. But that, as you point out in your question, is distinct from the question of whether conduct in a given circumstance merely constitutes a common accident. So what usually in law distinguishes negligence from an accident is the standard of care that is imputed by law in a particular situation. And then we are talking about the notional reasonable person that we often hear as a legal test bandied around, particularly in personal injury or professional liability cases that are reported on.
Now, the reasonable person test is fairly well known. Is there a higher duty of care when we're dealing with the acts of negligence that involve children? If it's, say, a parent, for example, who perhaps struck their child once, or if it's a teacher that should have been extra careful with the child under their care, is there a higher duty of care in this instance?
The test remains that of the reasonable person, but there's definitely an argument to be made in law that when dealing with the vulnerable sections of our society, and children would definitely be foremost among them, then that one has to apply oneself more diligently to their care and protection. We know that in our constitutional era, these concepts of the child's best interests are sacrosanct. They've been entrenched, and that is for very good reason. Children are inherently vulnerable in the absence of guidance from an adult. So, for example, where parents hand their children to the school system for so many hours a day and also on extracurricular activities, they have a reasonable expectation that those who are charged with their children's care will take proper precautions to ensure their safety and protection.
What sort of precedent do we have on this? What does the case law say? What do our courts say about this duty of higher care and responsibility when it comes to children and their welfare?
Well, it's been tested from time to time. As one knows, in recent years, there's been quite high-profile cases about specifically the right to education, right to proper sanitation in schools. One thinks of the Kumape judgment recently. And the courts are definitely bending over backwards to ensure that society gets it insofar as the proper protection of children is concerned. And in, for example, school-sponsored activities, such as a school camp, one can definitely expect that questions will be asked about the extent to which a reasonable facilitator of an activity sponsored by a school, a public or private, has really gone the proper degree to make sure that those children are safe. The nature of the risk needs to be considered in every case separately and succinctly. So activities that are inherently risky, such as whitewater rafting or bungee jumping for private individuals, these are risky activities that we as adults are quite used to, you know, signing indemnity forms, for example, because of the huge risk involved. The question is whether an adult can offset that risk on behalf of a child.
That was my next question. What good are indemnity forms and disclaimers in this instance?
Well, as adults, we can most certainly sign away our rights or assume risks for ourselves, provided we know and appreciate the consequences of doing so. So, for example, to use the bungee jumping example again, that's an activity with a heightened risk. One can expect a service provider offering that risk to insist that I accept some of that risk if I want to engage in the activity. But with children, the position is different. And the reason for the vagueness, Michael, is that the issue hasn't yet finally been decided or pronounced on by our courts. But there is a distinct and valuable argument to be made that the risk of injury and specifically death to children should not be capable of being excluded through contracts concluded by parents or someone else on their behalf. So even though a parent's claim might be excluded by virtue of a contract that they sign, the same should not be said of the rights of the child. I mean, one need only think of the case where a child suffers catastrophic injury, possibly following a surgery. What about the child's needs for future medical expenses after they reach the age of maturity, the age of adulthood? You know, could a parent validly remove those rights to sue while the child was a minor? It's unlikely to. I really don't think our courts would agree to upholding an exclusion of liability in those circumstances.
But as you say, still to be fully ventilated and tested in our courts, certainly look forward to that day. Justin Malharba, Senior Associate at Weber Wenzel. It's quite clear that a higher degree of care is required when dealing with children.